Raymond Rivera qualified for an honorable discharge after his first four-year Army enlistment. It was his second enlistment that complicated things. Because of an infraction involving alcohol, he was given a general discharge under honorable conditions, the second most respectable way of leaving the service. Now widowed, disabled, and responsible for two daughters, Rivera applied for Miami-Dade County Transit's Patriot Passport, which allows low-income veterans who live in the county to ride the buses and trains for free. But he was denied. Agency spokeswoman Irene Faradaz.
Only U.S. veterans who have an honorable rather than a general discharge qualify for the program.
Rivera went to Legal Services of Greater Miami and retained attorney Liam McGivern to sue the agency. His argument? That the ordinance that established the Patriot Passport only required qualifying veterans to have been honorably discharged. For the agency to exceed that and call for a specific honorable discharge is improper and illegal. McGivern says the dispute over words hides a real issue for low-income veterans.
What's really at stake is, you know, the ability to live a life of dignity, a meaningful life, and be able to access your doctor and access employment and do all the things that a lot of people take for granted.
But things are looking up. Miami-Dade Transit is now asking the county commission to broaden the Patriot Passport program to include veterans with those general discharges. McGivern says if the commission agrees, the lawsuit will go away. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.